Good morning, I'm Anthony Garcia, filling in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Cinema Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, we have Amy Lokanen. She is the Volunteer Relations Manager for Ceres Community Project. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Ceres Community Project.
Ceres Community Project is a local nonprofit that provides nourishing meals to our neighbors here in our community that are organic and healing for people that are suffering life-threatening illnesses such as cancer. And those are delivered to their home. So there's fresh-made meals that are made by our volunteers, especially our teen volunteers that do a lot of our cooking.
And in volunteers, what are some of the positions that need help with?
Well, we're always looking for youth volunteers, and those youth are 14 and up, and they have the opportunity to work directly in a production kitchen working with organic foods. And so they're getting experience in cooking, and they also are getting able to develop their life skills, job skills, and leadership skills as well.
Fantastic. And where do these food items come from?
A lot of our food is donated from our local community, and then we do purchase some as well.
Excellent. So this is a fantastic opportunity to build work experience in the various areas of a teen chef, kitchen mentors, container sterilizers, delivery angels, and garden mentors. Do you also offer food handling certificates or anything?
For any of our adult volunteers that are working in our kitchens in any capacity, we do provide them the opportunity to do a food handler certificate, and that's something that Ceres takes care of, because we want everyone to have that foundational work of being able to work work safely with food in our conditions, since we're working with such a vulnerable population.
Definitely. So let's talk about when and where. So I see that the first date we have is in San Rafael on April 16th.
We actually have one on April 8th in Sebastopol is our first one that's coming up. That is 6 p.m. at our Sebastopol kitchen on Monday on the 8th. And then we'll have another one in San Rafael on the 16th. That's on a Tuesday. And then that will be hosted at actually a neighboring location. We are hosting our orientations there at the YWCA in San Rafael. Because they have a lovely space they're letting us use that has the ability to host a lot of people. Our kitchen doesn't have that space there. And then we have another one in Santa Rosa that'll be on the 24th. All of our orientations are at 6 p.m. They last about an hour. We give the people an overview of what Ceres is, the history of Ceres, how our program works, and what all of our volunteer opportunities are. So it's really a great way to get started in volunteering with Ceres Community Project.
Excellent. And then if you can't make the April volunteer dates, you can still do it monthly as it's a reoccurring.
Absolutely. We have orientations hosted once a month at all three of our kitchens.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Again, I've been joined by Amy Lokanen from the Ceres Community Project, talking about ongoing volunteer opportunities for young and adults alike. You can find out more information at ceresproject.org. The Ceres Community Project is located at 7351 Bodega Avenue in Sebastopol. Again, I'm Anthony Garcia, filling in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org/RSS.